A teenager with autism and epilepsy and his family were forced to get off a plane as it was getting ready to take off. That despite having a medical certificate and clearance to fly. 17-year-old Eli had boarded an Emirates flight from Dubai to France, the final leg of a long-haul journey home from New Zealand. Eli's mother, Isabel Kumar, is on the line. Hello, Isabel.
Hi, Keith.
Thanks for joining us. Just explain to us what happened.
Yeah, well, it's been quite an ordeal, I have to say. So, as you mentioned, it was the final leg of our journey. We were coming back from a fabulous year in New Zealand, and we boarded the Dubai flight, thinking we'd be coming home to Lyon without any problems. Now, as you said, our son Eli has epilepsy, and we've been advised by airlines to avert them of this, which we did over the phone prior to flying, and to ask if possible, if we could have a spare seat next to him. So he has autism, he can be a little boisterous, and if he were to have a seizure, it gives us a little bit of space to deal with it. Now, Eli doesn't have convulsions, his body stiffens. So that's what we asked. We asked that the day before flying. Nobody paid any attention. We asked as we checked in 2 hours before flying. We asked at the gate, and then we kept getting pushed along the track, and then we asked again when we were on the plane. When I asked the purser this, she bristled at the request and asked to see our medical certificate. Now, as we've been coming back from this year, I have to say our stuff was a little chaotic. We had 5 cabin bags. I couldn't remember where the certificate was. I could see her hardened attitude, so I called Eli's doctor straight away. Mm-hmm. I got the doctor on the phone, and in the meantime, the doctor was emailing a medical certificate. And this is, as you said, while we're still aboard the plane. The purser refused point blank to speak to our doctor for a reason I still don't understand, wouldn't engage with us to understand Eli's condition and that he was fine to fly and that this was one of many Emirates flights we had just taken without any incident at all. And when the medical certificate appeared, they basically refused to take it into account. They seem to have decided from the outset that we were going to be getting off that flight. So myself, my husband, and our 3 children had to leave the flight from Dubai to Lyon. I circulated a video of our son when we told him he had to get off, and he was in a real state mm-hmm. of distress and upset. He loves flying. He absolutely loves flying. He's really good on planes, but wasn't prepared to have to get off. He has autism. We have to really prepare him for what he's doing. And something as sudden as this really causes him a lot of upset. The cabin crew really didn't seem to care. And so, yep, we were expelled from the plane and met with an emergency medical team, which was obviously completely unnecessary, who within a few minutes said we were fine to board the plane or fly, but they wouldn't let us board again, even though the plane was there.
So the thing that seems to have triggered them asking you to leave the plane was the fact that you asked for a spare seat.
Exactly. That's exactly right. But, you know, I really want to emphasize that we have always said that, you know, we understand this is a favor and we're fine to fly and have flown many times before without a spare seat. But it's better for the other passengers and it's better for us. So if it's possible, that's great. We're not in a financial situation where we can afford to pay for an extra seat.
OK, was the flight full?
No. Well, this was the irony. You know, we were told the flight wasn't full. There was 3 spare seats, including an aisle seat, just behind us. And the woman who was seated next to us was fine about moving because the airline weren't helping us. We were dealing with it. And so then we informed them that this person was going to move. And that's when they suddenly just started to become quite difficult with us and, as I say, eventually kicked us off the flight. So no, there are plenty of spare seats. Mm.
Isabel Kumar, thank you very much for joining us on Inside Europe. We contacted Emirates about those allegations, but they had not responded to us as we came to air. And listening to that conversation with Isabel Kumar is aviation analyst Alex Macheras. Hello, Alex.
Hello, Keith.
How could they have better handled this?
How this was kind of badly handled is everything escalating from the moment on the aircraft. Typically, when you're in an aircraft, given that it's a confined space, given that there's barely any room to breathe, no matter what cabin you're in, tensions run a little higher than when you're in an open-planned airport terminal. And it seems that this was already a particularly tense interaction between the purser and Isabel in the first place. And then, you know, we hear about how this was being handled, where she refused to speak to the doctor. Well, the purser has no obligation to speak to anyone on the phone of a passenger, but then actually refused to look at the document. and then being told to leave. I mean, it just all gets way too out of hand. But ultimately, what Emirates would argue is that this could have been sorted, or rather should have been sorted, before the family boarded the aircraft. And ultimately, the priority of the purser is to prepare and finalize everything in the cabin before takeoff. Everything is very time constrained. Every single minute counts. And then, of course, they're presented with this situation, and ultimately it's handled pretty badly, and it's resulted in something like this.
How much training are cabin crew given for this type of situation and to understand the needs of people with autism?
Well, cabin crew are a lot more than just, you know, serving drinks in the skies. They really are trained professionals in terms of training with first aid, but also understanding passenger needs, passenger types as well. And with hidden disabilities like autism, it is included in that training, but naturally it's not extensive because it's not the core part of what they do.
I know you're a very frequent flyer. Which countries and airlines do you think are the most progressive when it comes to people with special needs?
Well, I think we're lucky in Europe with Europe's airports' recognition of passengers with special needs. Particularly, let's take Shannon Airport in Ireland, for example. They have a sensory room in the airport specifically for passengers travelling with autism, which is a great step. And I've spoken to passengers who have said that it's changed their airport experience. There are also some airports in Eastern Europe. I know of one where there is a system in which passengers, frequent flyers, and they can alert that they have a child that has autism, and the airport can do all they can to ensure that the child sees the same staff members throughout the entire journey. And this also takes place in Dublin. A friend of mine, her son travels to boarding school. He travels alone, and he is routinely met each month by the same person, which for him having autism is much better for his routine. He understands the process better and he travels at ease. So somehow, and it's great, Ireland do seem to be leading the way in terms of understanding and helping make the travel experience better for those with special needs.
Mm-hmm. Alex Macheras, we've got to leave it there. Great to have you on the show. Thanks for coming on Inside Europe and just explaining how things are.
Thank you.